Hi guys, thank you so much for tuning back into Let's Be Honest. This is your girl Rupani. I hope you guys are doing so great. I'm doing very well and I'm grateful to see another day. Make sure to check out my Instagram page at Let's Be Honest for more updated podcasts, poetry, as well as photography. I do have another guest for you guys again for another interview. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Kofi from the Bronx, from Ghana.
All right, Kofi, nice to meet you. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well, not too bad. How about you?
I'm doing awesome, thank you. So these questions are just like life questions. There's no timer on it, so you can, you know, talk however much you want. So we'll go ahead and get started, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Kofi, so what do you want people that you meet for the first time to think about you?
That I got potential. Not everything you see it first appearance is actually what it looks like. Felt like don't always judge a book by its cover, because you never really know what that person truly went through or even what they're capable of.
Okay. All right, cool. Awesome. And then for your next question, when were you the most afraid?
I would want to say, at least within these last 2-3 years, when my pops passed out, when and I caught him, like he was coming out the elevator and coming out the going to reach the door for the front door, and he passed out in my arms. I was worried. I think that was the last time I was actually afraid or scared.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but you know, that's life. He's okay now. Everything is good.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad he's doing better.
You and me both.
Yeah. What are you terrible at, but you love to do anyway?
Oh, man. I feel like that's just a very long list.
All right, your top three.
I don't think I'm that good at the piano, but I love playing it. Oh, I love to practice. Let's see, what else? Damn. Trying to think.
When was the last time you played piano?
Now you're really telling. Another thing is, I wish I was better at painting and drawing. More of my creative side, I would definitely say.
All right. Awesome. Okay, so for our next question is, what weapon would you carry during the zombie apocalypse?
Oh, shit. Well, I would clearly want a weapon that I can utilize for the whole time. I know I've seen The Walking Dead. Michonne carried a samurai sword, but that's not... I'm never going to bring a knife to a gunfight. So,
you true. Know,
at the end of the day, I would want something that has like an infrared scope, preferably. And most likely LMG, long range machine gun. Something like
machine
that.
Machine gun?
Possibly. You know, it's a lot of zombies.
True.
You need a chopper. You gotta spray. So I want something carrying. I need somebody to carry my ammo, though. But, like...
Yeah.
I want something that, you know, you need street sweeper.
Okay. Awesome. And then, which one of your 5 senses would you keep if you could only keep one? And why?
Honestly, if I could only keep one, it might be my vision. It possibly be my vision. Just in the aspects of being able to see things and learn
so
things.
You don't care if you can't smell your food or hear?
I mean, hearing is definitely another hard one. It's between sight and hearing.
Yeah.
But everything else, like, I'm not saying you can't live without touch, but, you know, at the end of the day, like, you what need you need... I feel like your vision is important and hearing is important.
Okay. Awesome. What's something you'd love to make?
Recently, I want to cook more meals that are, like, from different countries, even from, like, other African nations, Asian countries, just in general. That's something I think I could actually make possible. Something impossible? Possibly the ability of time travel. Why not? Like, who wouldn't want to be able to see what's gone on in the past, because you already know the government and everybody else lying to us. Why not get down to the shit yourself?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Alright. Random question. What's your favorite food to make?
Random? French fries. I love French fries. I know it's basic, but at the end of the day, I don't feel like everybody got the crisp to the fry or whatever it takes. And not everybody know how to season their fries. Let's get down to it. Like,
okay,
that's what it comes down to.
Heard you. Yeah. Chefing it up with the fries.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So the next question was going to be, what do you cook better than anyone else? So you'd probably think the French fries, or...
I would still say that. I'm not going to hold you. I still feel like that's something that they're not going to battle me in. I would say that.
Okay.
I know it's very simple, very basic, make other meals, but something about that side of French fries, it appeals to me.
Awesome. What do you wish you'd invented?
What do I wish I invented? New subscriber, Master. Ability for everybody to be able to eat. Like, it's already obtainable, unfortunately, but it's just like, people are putting their money towards it. Like, why should everybody be able to eat?
Okay. So I have your last question and a bonus question for you. So out of 100 random people, where do you think you rank yourself in terms of your intelligence?
Would one be the most intelligent and 100 be...
intelligent? No, one being the lowest and 100.
I still... Yeah. Are we talking about 100 random people in the United States? Because we're talking about the United States. I definitely think a nigga got an upper hand. We're talking about the world. That's a different story.
All right, let's say United States. Yeah.
United States, I'm still in the 70-80 percentile, I would say.
Okay, what makes you think that?
Just for one, I just feel like I'm well-researched on various topics. I could talk about a different array of things. I know I studied biology, but I feel like I could talk about politics, art, just a different spectrum of different things. And just alone, like, the things I view on television is not only, like, in the aspect of entertainment. I feel like I watch things to be informed. And just television and the things that I read give me that insight.
Okay. Awesome. Good answer. So, your bonus question is, what do you think about death? And I'll go ahead and explain my views on that as well.
Death is a very interesting concept, I think, because I think I've reached a point where it's so hard for me to, I guess, physically defy what happens when you pass on, because I think your physical body goes back to the earth, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're made from all these chemical components. We're made from carbon, hydrogen, you know, magnesium. We're made from all of this, and it goes back into the earth. So your physical body dissipates, but your spiritual is possibly could go to a different realm. There's been multiple theories about, like, multiple realities and just different worlds and universes.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly your spirit could transcend onto a different plane. And there's also the concept of, you know, reincarnation. I believe that happens to certain people. But I don't believe it happens to everybody. I feel like depending on what you do on this earth, lets you know if your body goes on to the different plane or if you come back to this level to see if you can get it right. That's kind of where I'm at currently in my thoughts about death. And
okay, that's definitely true. All right, so I agree with everything that you said in regards to death. So with me, what I think about death is I believe that we're made from energy. And with a lot of the spirituality that you said as well, with the reincarnation, not a lot of people do get reincarnated. It depends on what you did in your past life, as well as your current life that you're living. So what I believe with us being made from energy is that when somebody dies, I don't believe they're gone forever. They're still here, but in spirit. So like, oh, if they do get reincarnated, they're here, but in like a different form. So with energy, energy can't be, you know, destroyed. So it just gets recreated into something else. So with us being coming from energy, I feel like we're here as earth. We're made from earth. So when we die, we go back to earth and we come back as something else. So that's what I believe death is. So when somebody dies, you don't really say goodbye. You know, you just say,
see you later.
Yeah, see you later, see you again, because they're never really gone. So that's why I feel at peace with death. Like, I am not scared. And with death, I feel like that's something a lot of people should accept, because it's not something to be scared of, as long as you live a fulfilled life, basically.
That is true. I do believe that. And even at that, there's a couple of people's spirits who, like, they died many times before. That's why certain people believe, like, you have certain phobias, like, if you're scared of heights, or you have, like, some fear of swimming. Mm-hmm. It's because maybe in your past life, unfortunately, that's probably how you might have went out. But I do believe that, just in general, like, our energies never really can be destroyed. Long story short, that's the one thing that's we've been taught, like, you know, everything, you can't create it, you can't destroy it, it just gets transferred.
Okay, awesome. Oh, was there anything else that you wanted to add?
I think that's it. I wish I could think of anything else, but I think that's all I got.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and thank you guys so much for listening. Remember to check out my Instagram as well at Let's Be Honest. Thank you guys. Much love. Stay safe. And also, guys, what I wanted to add to that, not to be insensitive to the current events of what's going on with the whole pandemic, I do believe that death is something very, very, very sensitive. So I have come to peace with it, and I do believe that we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. So what I mean by that is that death is not something that is forever. Death is something that's a see you later, or you know, see you next time, because we're never really gone. We're just recreated into something else. So that's what I believe about death. It's not something that I was, you know, being insensitive about. It's just something I've come to peace about, and I kind of wanted to share with everyone what I felt about it as well. And also just kind of, you know, when, you know, growing up, we were taught that, you know, death is something to be scared of. So that's why a lot of people, I feel, live in fear. But as soon as I feel like people open up and actually enjoy life to the fullest, they'll come to peace with death as well.